And I need everybody to listen with both of their ears. Here's what happened. God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham! Abraham said, here am I. Abraham's like, I'm right here, God. So God is speaking down to Abraham, and he said, God said, take your newborn, take your son, your promised son, take your son, your only son, Isaac, the one that you love so much. Take your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. Can I speak to the adults for just a moment? You know, I didn't find Genesis chapter 22 in any children's Bible book that I looked at this afternoon. You know why I didn't find that in any children's Bible book? Because this is hard to talk about. It might be even harder to live out. Children, kids, this is one of the hardest stories for me to tell you in the Bible, but probably one of the most important. And so, he tells Abraham, you take your son and you go. Now, I need to play another game. Here's one of the games, the imaginary games I need you to go on the journey with. You ready for it? Question. You will either answer hard or easy. Hard or easy. Your grandmother's baking cookies in the kitchen. And you're in the kitchen with her while she's baking the cookies. But she says, now, granddaughter, grandson, I'm going to go get something from the closet, but you cannot eat this cookie dough. You don't need to eat raw cookie dough. She leaves the kitchen. You're there alone with the cookie dough. Is that command from grandma easy or hard to follow? That's hard. Okay, your brother or your sister has basketball practice, and so they go off to basketball practice, but before they go, they say this. Now, you can't go in my room. Please don't go in my room and play, okay, while I'm gone to basketball practice. But they leave, and you're there alone. Is that easy or hard command to follow? That's also hard. Some will say, mom, dad, sitting in the pew in a period of worship, they look over you and they say, now, son, daughter, you sit there and be quiet. Respect what's happening. So you're sitting still for an hour. Is that easy or hard? I could ask that to all the adults in the room too tonight. You know who you are. Is it also the case that we still have to follow a command even if it's hard? Say amen. Yeah, we do. We have to sometimes follow hard commands, even though we don't like to. Now, second imaginary journey I want you to go on. Imagine with me, eyeballs and ears. Come on, listen to me. Look at me. Listen and look. Imagine I take a blindfold and I put it on one of you. Blindfold wraps around your eyes. That blindfold is wrapped around your eyes, and up here I have displayed an onion, piece of juicy watermelon, and an old brown gooey banana. I ask you to volunteer. I ask you to volunteer. The blindfold is on. Which one am I going to put into your mouth? Do you trust me? What if I said, though, trust me, I will take care of you. You still think you'd do it? No. No, you? No? Okay. Fine, that's fair. All right, so imagine a journey number one. Even though commands are hard, do we still have to follow them? Yes. But how do we follow a command that we're afraid of? Could there be a word that could give us the courage to follow a command that is hard and scary. I think we see that word in the story of Abraham and Isaac. All right, so you're with me? Eyeballs and ears. I want to see eyes. Here we go. And so God spoke to Abraham. He said, take your only son to Mount Moriah. And what did Abraham do? Well, it's very interesting that the very next verse, verse 3, the Bible says, Abraham rose up early in the morning. Early in the morning. He saddled his donkey. He got his donkey ready. He took two helpers along with him and his son Isaac. He got some wood. And you see what he did right here? He got some wood and he took it along for the journey. The Bible actually says in verse 6, adults, if you're reading, look at this. And Abraham took the wood that he was going to use for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. Have you ever seen the fact that Abraham gave the wood to the person in whom he's supposed to sacrifice, that Isaac probably was carrying the wood that he would be burned on? How hard is that command to follow? Is there a word, adults, that you're maybe thinking of, kids, is there a word you're thinking of that will help you find the courage to follow a command even though it's hard? And to follow along in the journey, even though you might be afraid to do so, be thinking about a word. And let me see if you can get the right word at the end of me telling the story. So Abraham takes his son, the wood, two helpers, and they go to that place where they're looking at the mountain. And they're looking up at this beautiful mountain, this big mountain that's called Mount Moriah in the land of Moriah. And so Isaac takes the wood, and he and Abraham are walking up the mountain to the place in which he will be sacrificed on the stone altar. And as the story unfolds, it's very interesting. The pivot point might come in chapter 8. This is a powerful verse. Ready for it, kids? Abraham said to his son, as his son was helping him build the altar, he said, hey, Dad, where's the animal for the sacrifice? Hold on, everybody. Look at me. Did Abraham not know? Did Isaac not know that he was the one that might be sacrificed? So they continued on. And Abraham, I don't even want to show the picture. Man, I struggle even showing the previous picture. I'm not going to, as a matter of fact. It's hard for me to show it. You know why it's hard? Because a man of God had to do something he probably didn't want to do. And he was very afraid. I'm even afraid to show the picture to you all right now. Because my heart's pounding for it. You know what that magic word is? That gave Abraham, the man who was willing to take his son onto a mountain, to put him on an altar, potentially sacrifice. The Bible even says in verse 10, adults, if you're looking at it, Abraham reached out his hand and he took the knife out that he was going to use on his own son. But all of a sudden, an angel came from out of heaven. And the angel of the Lord called out to him and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, boy, here I am. And out of nowhere, guess what? God put an animal in the thicket, in the bushes. God provided for Abraham because of, what's the magic word? If an adult, you have it, keep in your head. What do you think the magic word is? What is the word that can give us the courage to follow a hard command even though we might be afraid? Faith. Can you say that word? Faith. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Faith. Why is it the word faith? Why is faith the magic word that will give us the courage to follow hard commands even though we might be afraid to go on the journey? Here's why. Abraham knew. Listen, eyes and ears. Put your pencils down for just a second. Abraham had, what's the magic word?
Faith.
Faith is, close the books. Faith is trust and belief that God's going to help me out. And so if you were to turn around and look at all these adults who are behind you, all of these Christians who are behind you, there's a verse, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There's another verse, Hebrews 11, verse 6, that says, it's impossible to make God proud without faith. It is impossible to make God proud. You look behind you, and what do you see? You know what I see? Adults. I see men and women of faith. I see people who have made hard decisions to follow God. You know what else I see? People want to help you be a child of God, help you be a son or daughter of faith. They want you to obey even the hard commands and follow along on the journey, even though you might be afraid, just like Abraham. God will provide. So what's our magic word for tonight? Faith. So back to our story. You've got the onion, watermelon, and you have the brown, gooey banana. I put a blindfold on a volunteer, but I tell you, I promise, I will take care of you. Now, what does faith motivate? What does faith lead you to do? If you have faith in me, will you put on the blindfold? Better question. What if God said, put on the blindfold and I'll take care of you? Can we trust God? Every time. We can have faith in God. Man, that's right. That's absolutely right. And that might be a child's story, but it absolutely has an adult meaning. And it absolutely has an adult application. And I need us all to recognize a couple of things about faith. Faith will always be tested. Abraham rose early in the morning. Hey, by the way, y'all are doing a fantastic job. Abraham rose early in the morning. He saddled his donkey. He cut the wood. It wasn't laid out for him. What does that mean? It's hard work to have faith. It's hard work to be moved by faith, to live by faith, and to walk by faith. But it's absolutely the case that Christians must do it. Faith will always be tested. But while faith is tested and sometimes tried by fire, here's what we can be assured of. Why Hebrews 11 verse 1 is the case? That faith is the assurance of things hoped for? Because our faith is in whom? God. And He never lies. And He never lets us down. And He never fails. Faith, it will always be tested. But by faith, we know that God will always provide. And so as your faith that's being lived out day by day is tried, probably, day by day, much like Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, you might have a command of God that's hard to follow and uncomfortable and you don't want to do it. You might be afraid. God says, walk by faith. Why? Not because you're good enough, but because of Him. How He's good enough. And He will provide. So church family, tonight, what's our magic word that will cause us to follow commands when it's hard, that will cause us to not be as afraid when we have to follow along the journey? Our word is faith. Now go live it out. Understanding that God will provide. Let's pray together. Holy Father, we love You. Help us to be people of faith, which means we believe in You. We trust in You. We know You'll provide, even when we're uncomfortable, even when we're afraid, even when we don't, and maybe don't want to do it. We can have faith because You'll give to us abundantly. You've given to us abundantly in Jesus. And we pray in His name and amen. I want to offer an invitation. And here's what I want to say. Faith requires sacrifice. I know God is the essence of faith. Why? Because He gave the greatest of sacrifices. And for us to be people of faith, you know what it takes sometimes? Sacrifice. You haven't given up your life to Jesus yet. Come.